everyone. We got to talk about part three of the Vanderpump Rules reunion. And of course, everybody has already covered this reunion because it aired nearly a week ago. Eventually, at some point, hopefully in the coming months, I will be getting screeners so that I could be in the same boat as a lot of other people. However, I think reunions are a bit different. I don't think people get screeners at reunions. But regardless, I apologize that this is so tardy. And then on top of it, Sheena yesterday dropped an episode of her Shenanigans podcast, which I believe is a career ender as far as her role on Vanderpump Rules. And I will be getting into that separately. But now that Sheena dropped her episode, her podcast episode explaining the reunion, it all makes sense. It all comes full circle. To a certain degree, to a certain extent, I will get into it. So I watched the reunion and I like to watch every single show or movie that I recap. I like to watch it as a viewer and as a fan. And so I always rewatch and then I take notes. Now with this particular reunion, I watched it once and then I think that was about it, or I watched it a little bit and I didn't get through it. Oh, and I was like, I cannot sit through watching this a second time and taking notes. I did go to Reality Blurb. They absolutely crushed it. Because so many people, so many websites have these clickbait posts about reunions and not reunions, but recaps. And they're literally like three paragraphs long that cover like 15% of the content. It's just a clickbait type of thing. Post that they put together for views and clicks, and they're not telling you what happened, and they're certainly not telling you what happened with any depth. But Reality Blurb really crushed it, so shout out to them. So I took notes from what they wrote about the reunion, and so I'm going off of those and giving my two cents, and that saved me from watching the reunion a second time, which, you know, the reunion was not enjoyable from my perspective. So I think if you're a hater of certain people in the cast, you were probably eating the entire reunion as people like Lala thought that they ate. But for myself, I was like, this is not, it wasn't my vibe. And I don't know, how can you even have a reunion that comes close to the chaos of last year's reunion with Rachel Raquel? Don't know what to call that bitch. Anyway, so the part three begins with James doing what he does best, which is to be very nasty, very quick. The way his mind works is fascinating. Like, he would be good at improv. He would be good at, I think, comedy. He would be good hosting. Like, his improv is top tier, you know? So James lashes out at Sandoval about, you know, Ariana's dog, because as we know, James loves Graham. James loves dogs. It's so heartwarming to see how much not many things are going to piss off James in the grand scheme of things, but don't you dare say anything about his dog. Like, be ready for him to, you know, pop off at you. And so when Sandoval goes, get off of your high horse, come on, look at James's retort to that. He's like, I'm galloping so far ahead of you in the distance. I'm galloping so far ahead of you, I can't even see you in the distance. Like, who thinks of saying that in that moment when somebody says, get off of your high horse, and you just use a horse to say, I'm galloping so far ahead of you? Like, I don't know. I'm totally down for James on reality TV or in entertainment. He all hits, no misses. All hits, no misses. You know, with the exception when he goes poo-poo head. But he said it with so much anger that it worked. So anyways, you know, Sandoval can't keep up. Once James comes, like, when James was on the show this season, and Sandoval is rehearsing, and he's like, you're a joke. He was like, you know, James, he's like, I'm not performing. And then, you know, Sandoval's like, you're pressing keys on your computer. And he's like, yeah, like, I'm gonna keep pressing my buttons. Bye. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I can't go off on, like, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras band is, it exists for Sandoval's ego. And I wish that he had a different venture that kind of stroked his ego, because I don't think he's making any type of profits whatsoever off of his performances. And he, but the man doesn't have talent. So he has to, like, he has to have this stupid ass band of his. So anyways, moving right along, Ariana says that she doesn't feel comfortable being in the same room as Sandoval, and I think she's entitled to have that opinion. I don't think how she feels should have anything to do with Lala's opinion. Ariana has the right to have her boundaries, and Lala should respect Ariana's boundaries, because Lala has the very same fucking boundaries herself. She's exhausting. So then, Andy goes, you know, Lala, you said that being jealous is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. And James goes, damn, that was some Shakespeare right there. And Lala looked so see you next Tuesday-y to me in that moment. But, you know, thinking back on that part of the reunion, I think the reason why Lala paid James no attention is because that quote is not from Lala. That quote is a famous quote. I Googled it, couldn't find the person who is behind that quote, but it's not Lala. And Lala could say that, but yet she's not listening to her own quote unquote advice. So apparently Brittany acted, quote, out of pocket on the day that Lala had a gender reveal. So Lala's goal is to attack every single person that she can. And I wonder if after this reunion, some of her friends are wondering if they should be friends with her, because I would not be friends with Lala based upon what I watched on the reunion. And it was this really stupid story about a nanny babysitter. Who cares? Lala sat there and said, my 63-year-old mother would have slapped the shit out of that Kentucky muffin. And it's like, honey, first of all, Lala delivers a line when she thinks that she ate with such obvious, like, it's like she's pausing for people to laugh and react. And I just, I don't know. I can't. It's just, this is an angry, bitter, jealous, unhappy, hate-filled, mean-spirited person. Lala, in the last, it was like, it came out like last week, if I'm not mistaken, of the after show. There is a moment, because Lala's sitting next to Brittany, and there is a moment where Lala gives Brittany such a dirty look. I rewound it and I watched it like three times because I was scared. I was bothered. Lala looks at Brittany with so much like disgust. And I'm sure some of you saw it, and I wish I could pull it up and have a timestamp on it, but it's that serious, but it's not that serious. But I'm like, she's not, Lala, she seems unwell. And I just, it's sad to see someone who can't be happy, and I don't feel that Lala could be happy. I feel that Lala has been so rattled by Randall that she may not ever be happy again at any point in her life. And when you think about her being pregnant right now, I understand she wants to give Ocean a sibling, and she doesn't want a huge gap between Ocean and Ocean's sibling, even though Ocean has two step siblings. But Lala is certainly old enough to have waited to find someone to procreate with a second time. But I feel like Lala needs like a decade of therapy after Randall, and where the therapy needs to begin is the therapy needs to begin with Lala blaming herself. I'm not victim blaming, but the fact of the matter is Lala was with a married man because she thought he had money. Look at Randall's face, look at Randall's body, and tell me if Lala would have been with Randall if she thought he was broke. Okay, so Lala, it's like if you're going to, you could point, she could point fingers as long as she wants to. But Randall's relation, or Lala's relationship with Randall, was gold digging gone wrong, home wrecking gone bust. Like, it was bad. We all know this. And so, anyways, moving right along, Lala is carrying around the pain of her situation with Randall, and she's really trying to transfer that pain and spread it and apply it to everyone else. She wants beef with everyone. She wants drama with everyone. She wants to turn on every single person who's within her friend group on Vanderpump Rules, and probably so many people offline or who aren't on the show. And I'm so sad for Sheena because Sheena doesn't understand that Lala's gonna come for her next. Lala literally has no storyline whatsoever, and her approach, or the only thing that she brings to the show, is beefing with someone, and Sheena will be next. Okay, so Sheena says that she felt distant from Ariana going into the season, and that as Ariana started to get, opportunities, gigs, roles, whatever, Sheena felt that she wished, or Sheena wished that she was on the quote journey with her. And so, according to Ariana, Sheena's family, even after everything that was said and done this season, so Sheena needs to move on. And I am someone who believes that people need to feel their feelings and their emotions for as long as they're feeling them and not pretend to be over things. However, Sheena needs to move on. This is a new day. We cannot live in yesteryear any longer. I think that Ariana was distant from Sheena because, for all we know, Sheena being connected to Sandoval and Sheena being sad that she couldn't be friends with Sandoval, I think that could have made Ariana want to be distant from Sheena. I also think Ariana was probably mindful that Sheena would be possibly jealous of some of her opportunities. It's very obvious that that Ariana's core friend group that she's with constantly, none of those people are on the show. That also applies to her boyfriend, who we learned did not want to be on the show. So Ariana doesn't need Sheena, and I think it's totally okay for Ariana to kind of want to pursue and do all of the projects that she's doing without hitting Sheena up about it all the time. It's kind of, it must be awkward. It's like she's supposed to what, call her and be like, I'm on Dancing with the Stars, when there pretty much was an embargo on who the cast was because it was leaked. Is she supposed to call Sheena and say, I was on, da or I'm gonna be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm gonna be on Broadway. I just did this new, commercial. I'm filming another one. My cocktail book is the number one New York Times bestseller. It's like having a lot of wins in a row. It could feel awkward to deliver that news sometimes. And so I think that Sheena needs to stop being such a pick me, and I understand that that's n something that won't happen and it's tragic, but Sheena needs to accept that whatever friendship she had with Ariana no longer exists. And that was prior to the season being filmed. Now that the season has been filmed and the reunion has been released, and Sheena is there up Lala's ass when Lala makes such damaging and disparaging comments towards Ariana, Ariana's gonna be so done with Sheena. Like, I hope she accepts it now because I don't want Sheena to come across as a stalker, like trying to hit Ariana up because Ariana is so not that bitch. Like, Ariana is, I feel like, getting stronger and more confident by the day. And she's probably getting extremely exclusive about who she wants to be friends with when you consider what Rachel did and when you consider what Tom did. So Sheena needs to recognize that Sheena has chosen Lala over Ariana, and Ariana is just never going to embrace her like she did before. Why should she? So, Katie feels like Sandoval is partially to blame for her divorce from Schwartz because she feels that Schwartz always had Sandoval in his ear talking poorly about Katie. And Sandoval was just like, Katie, when are you ever nice to anyone? And so Katie tells Sandoval, choke, I don't care. Katie, the icon, the legend, the natural beauty, the woman who wears short hair almost better than anyone else on reality TV. People want a shirt that says choke, I don't care. And you could only get this from Katie. Katie is very, very quick. It was just so perfect. It's like you don't always got to be dropping F-bombs to check someone and cut them down to size. And that's what Katie proved because a lot of other people in Vanderpump Rules, my gosh, they be letting those F-bombs fly. I have Peacock, so it's all uncensored for me. And woo, can Ariana drop an F-bomb? Woo, we saw that last reunion. He saw that when she was calling Tom a dog killer. Like, you don't have to be dropping F-bombs to clear someone. And so then when Andy says to Katie and Tom as a joke, Sandoval, your chemistry is undeniable. Sandoval says, yeah, we're gonna go bang it out. And you know, I don't understand how Tom's cliche homoerotic, well, this wasn't homoerotic, but he made a lot of homoerotic jokes. But I don't understand how Tom's cliche elementary school humor, I don't understand how he delivers it like he invented these really stupid jokes that we've heard so many times. And it's bad. When you think about Sandoval's music, and then when you watch his quote unquote jokes in the reunion, it's like, this man, like, what does he have going for him? Like, okay, I take that back. Sandoval, he has a good hairline. Schwartz has a good hairline. So I take it back. Brock has a good hairline. Okay, Sandoval has a good hairline. That's it. So then, when Lala says, now it looks like, according to my notes, they are playing back the 5 minutes of the reunion that didn't air, or sorry, that they didn't give the cast to watch. And so they're showing Lala say, I have never in my life experienced anyone who gets cheated on and is suddenly gone. All right. And then they show Sandoval in the end going, I love it. It's good for me. And he shakes his head, and you know, Reality Blurb, the website that I got the notes from, said that they wonder if he regrets it. It's like, no, he doesn't regret it at all, but he's just aware of how it sounds. I don't really think he has it in him to regret saying something like that. If anything, Sandoval thought he was funny, honestly, because he's an idiot. So Ariana calls a lot of what was said in the last 5 minutes hurtful, and she tells Sandoval that she doesn't know if, you know, anything was real. And as far as the crying, and she says that after she walked away, Sandoval had also heard that Ariana said that he's performative, and then, you know, we saw him go to the group and say how she talks shit about everyone. Here's the thing about talking shit. In my lifetime, and I'm still friends with him today. In my lifetime, I've met one person who doesn't talk shit. One. And this particular person is, it's, nobody else is like this. That's why I said I know one person. It doesn't matter how upset he is at someone, he doesn't say anything bad about anyone. And it's such a beautiful thing to see. I've never seen this quality in anyone else. I've only seen it in this one individual. So, outside of the person that I am talking about, there is nobody on God's green earth who doesn't talk shit about someone else. That's what you do when you're frustrated. You're voicing your concerns, you're expressing yourself, and that could be, somebody could repackage it and say you're talking shit when you're just, no, you're just saying what happened a lot of times. Unless you're, you know, adding on to it and exaggerating, a lot of times you're just explaining how someone wronged you or how you feel wronged or how you feel or why you feel frustrated. And that's what your girlfriend of a decade is supposed to do. And it's not like Tom didn't bitch to Ariana, but did you see Ariana saying that? Did you see Ariana telling Lala and Sheena, Tom talk shit about you all the time. She doesn't fuck with you guys. Like, I don't know. Tom surprises me. I thought the man was bad. I thought he was a villain, but he continues to show me that he is so much worse and that I was way off base when I thought that he was a bad person. I just think that he needs a lot of therapy. I don't know how he became so self-important. And this is the problem with some sensitive people, because they're sensitive and they get hurt. Like, Ariana should be able to call you performative. You definitely don't want somebody to call you that, but she should be, your ex should be able to call you performative, and you should expect your ex to have bad things about you. And that's without you cheating with their friend. Like, exes are likely to talk shit about you. So Sandoval should be man enough so that he hears that Ariana said something unpleasant about him, and that should not make him blow his top. But because he is so immature and finds it offensive that the ex he cheated on would say something bad about him, he's then trying to upset her acquaintances or friend on the show, Sheena. He wants them on her side. He wants them on his side. And it's like, just like a child, like, this is not a competition. You're not supposed to be like having sides and teams and getting people on your side just because you don't like that your ex walked away. And we learn why she walked away, because he never tried to apologize off camera. So let me see here. So then Ariana said how Sandoval showed who he was by having his outbursts and saying that she talks shit. And by the way, Tom was on a podcast and said that he was exaggerating when he said that. But say that on stage then, bitch. Like, he said it in a podcast, but he really should let all the viewers know that he was exaggerating and he didn't mean it that way. He was just upset. And then Ariana is crying so hard. And she says, I just want you away from me. I just want you gone. And so this is upsetting to me. The reason why this is upsetting to me is when you go on a reality show, you sign your soul to the devil. It was very cruel and unkind for the last 5 minutes that were an attack on Ariana's character, a character assassination by people that she was close to for a very long time, forcing her to watch that so that you could film her reaction. And she didn't give you the reaction you want. She didn't give you the footage you wanted when Tom walked up to her and wanted to apologize. So they did producers did everything in their power to have that very same moment that we received of Ariana crying and saying, I just want you away from me. I just want you gone. That's what they wanted. And that's why that clip from the reunion was used in the trailer, because you feel it to your core. You don't have to go through what Ariana went through to feel that to your core. So when you're on a reality show, producers will do whatever it takes to generate the footage that they want to generate. And Ariana doesn't want to talk to Tom. She doesn't want to be in a room with Tom. Who cares? Or I don't care that she shares a roof with Tom. So what do the producers do? They made sure to sit her next to Tom with Andy in between and show footage of him betraying her to her friend so that she could, you know, start crying. They forced Ariana to give them the footage that she refused to give them on the finale. If I were Ariana, I would feel that producers betrayed me. And I've already been betrayed enough, and that I should walk away from the series. However, I believe that Ariana should get her checks, which I may have already said. I don't like the idea of her being run off the show. Like, you cheat on me with my friend in my home when I'm at a funeral and this, that, and the other. Bitch, I'm gonna get my bread. You're not gonna take my checks away from me. And I just feel like Tom wins if she quits the show. And I understand she's popping right now, but a big part of the reason why Ariana's popping is because of Vanderpump Rules. We've seen a lot of huge reality stars fade into oblivion. And I'm not saying that's going to be her fate at all. Like, one of the smartest things she did, and she should be super happy about, is opening something about her, because I do see something about her being a nationwide brand and company, or having, you know, locations nationwide, at least in major cities. So it's like, I want Ariana to stay. And I just hate that producers forced, or they provoked a teary reaction out of Ariana. You are a pawn as a reality star, and I don't like that, because Ariana is in pain. It's very obvious, and I don't really know what she's in pain about, because I feel that she has so many things to be sad about that we as viewers know nothing about. We don't know any traditions she may have had with Tom. We don't know if she's feeling vulnerable about personal information and heart-to-hearts that she shared with Tom. I'm sure she's like, oh, he probably told Rachel X, Y, and Z. Whether he did or not, it has to be a thought in her mind. Like, we don't know the scope of why she's in pain and how she's in pain. And she shouldn't have to sit there and be provoked into crying on camera. Like, this is her own, she's on her own journey of healing. And I don't need, as moved as I was, as sad as I was, as heartbroken as I was for Ariana, I don't need her to cry in front of me in order for me to feel that I'm getting the footage that I deserve as a longtime viewer. So F right off to anyone who is trying to force this out of this young woman, or out of this woman. Like, F right off, honestly. So Sandoval apologizes, and he's crying, and this is like what I've heard from everyone is Sandoval's apology in this reunion. They believe it's the first time he was genuinely sorry. And what's so fascinating is how we as viewers can pick up on sincerity. So last reunion, last year, you know, Lisa was like, cry, telling him to cry. And this reunion, it felt very, very genuine when he was crying and apologizing. And then Ariana said how you know, this bitch talks shit about her all the time, and he did that. And everyone across the board, as well, that I have heard, whoo, we took that straight to the heart, every single one of us. Ariana is going through a very unique experience. She is being sued by her boyfriend's hoe, side hoe. And that very same side hoe has a popular podcast where she's able to say whatever she wants at any given time. I think maybe Ariana should explore some legal options to gag this bitch, cease and desist this bitch. Like, the way how I've wondered ever since Scandoval came out, the way how I've wondered, like, does Rachel have any female friends? Because let me tell you something about me and Rachel. You cannot get me to say two words to her. Or if I did, those you already know what those two words would be. Why would I want to be friends with this bitch? And it like when it comes to Rachel, I wouldn't be afraid of my man sleeping with Rachel. I just don't want anyone who's capable of doing what she did around me. Excuse me, and I'm not the only one. So it's like, Rachel, I don't understand how she's come for Ariana. I believe that Rachel had feelings for Tom, and she somehow blames Ariana or Ariana and Tom for possibly not breaking up so that Rachel and Tom could have just been together without the sleeping around, which means that she wouldn't have had all the backlash that she had, and she wouldn't have to check into a mental health facility or whatever facility she was in. I don't know what it is, but Rachel's behavior suggests that she is unhappy with both Tom and Ariana. And I don't know what planet she's on, but there are a lot of people who live on Rachel's planet and are able to create their own universe and distort the truth. And it scares me because I don't want any of those people around me. But everybody was heartbroken when Rihanna said, or not Rihanna, Ariana said how this bitch talks about her, and he did that. And oh man, it makes me so sad to just think about that. And then you got this lawsuit. The problem with Rachel's lawsuit is that Ariana has to spend her hard-earned money paying lawyers for this lawsuit. And it's like, you have to fight this lawsuit because you don't want to reward someone who's suing you. You know, for being, they're suing you. They're suing you for being a victim, basically. You don't want to pay that person, but that means you have to spend so much money on legal fees. I don't know. The Rachel lawsuit was a turning point for so many, and I feel that people like myself who are disgusted about Rachel's lawsuit will never, like, she can never come back from that in my eyes. Like, the bitch is dead to me, as far as I'm concerned. So then Ariana talks about what Lala said, and you know, as you saw, she explains how she thinks that walking away was authentic. I don't have it in my notes, but when Ariana was like, "Is that what you wanted for your show, for your paycheck?" I mean, the way how Ariana could read you to filth without breaking a sweat, raising her voice. As I said before, Ariana knows she has a lot to lose. She's on a lot of people's radars now. And so she was like, I'm not gonna get irate and crazy. I'm just gonna be calm and collected. And that's the opposite of me. I'm raising my voice immediately. I'm screaming, flailing my arms, pointing in your face. You know, like I am really, I've never seen them, but probably veins popping out of places that they usually are not popping out of. Like, I'm not calm and collected like Ariana, and I watch her in awe and I appreciate it. So, let me see here. And then Lala, you know, relates what happened to Ariana to what happened to her and Randall. And She said that Lala said that she's annoyed because everyone has made comments about Ariana changing, but they don't want to say it on camera, which makes Lala feel isolated and like she's having conversations by herself. And get over it, Lala, bitch. Like, some people are smarter than you, Lala. Or let me rephrase that. Most of your cast members are smarter than you, and they know that going against Lala on camera is not a good look. You're the dumbass who thinks that it is. So, let's see here. Lala says that she stands by what she said about Ariana. Like, again, like, Lala, I consider anyone that bitter and angry and jealous to be dangerous. That's just me. And then Lala says how she loves filming with them. And she doesn't know why Ariana got to dictate how things all went down because Lala was left navigating her breakup with he who shall not be named without any deals or support. And she feels like if she didn't speak her mind at the end of the finale, that the show would have essentially flopped. And, you know, Lala, we learn more about that from Sheena, but Lala was not with Randall for as long a period of time as Ariana was with Randall. And I'm gonna leave it there. I don't need to go through the whole, all of the reasons why Ariana's situation is different than Lala's, but Lala's relationship was not as long, and Lala don't got a film with Randall, so she's so exhausting. You know, I want Lala off of my TV. I don't want her on any show. Except, somebody mentioned it, except my caveat to that is I would love to see her on a House of Villains because I love House of Villains. I'd love to see Ariana, or sorry, Lala on House of Villains and The Traitors. And after that, I don't want to see her again. So Sheena tries to save face by saying that there have been times when Ariana and Sandoval were all over each other. And so Sandoval goes rolling out at a music festival. So, last season, and Ariana goes, that's rude. Last season, Tom told Ariana, when Ariana said we were still having sex, Tom told Ariana, yeah, with your t-shirt on. It was really fucking hot. And Andy Cohen grimaced and said, oh, Tom said something that's gonna upset a lot of women. So we got the, you know, yeah, but you had your t-shirt on, it was really hot comment last year, and this year we get rolling at a music festival. So, Sandoval, the true man child, was in love with Ariana. And because he doesn't want to admit that, this is what he says. He's minimizing their love for each other and lust to each other to being on ecstasy at a music festival. It's not as though Tom and Ariana were exclusively on ecstasy and exclusively at music festivals when they made out. But if you listen to him, you would think that the relationship was pure trash, except when they were on Molly or E at a music festival. Now, when I interviewed Tom and Ariana, they were not at a music festival and they were not rolling on E and they were into each other. I don't know. This man, I also would love to see Tom fired from the show. And I didn't watch him on Special Forces. I don't need to see. I don't want to see any more Lala or any more Tom. I'm good permanently. So then Sheena is curious if Ariana understands why Lala was frustrated at the finale. And Ariana says she understands why, but she doesn't understand the insults. Bam! Ariana's quick. She's smart. Living legend. When it comes to reunions, like, you gotta put James and Ariana in top tier legends of just like quick. So Sheena, it's a commercial break, and so Sheena runs to Lala's side. Katie hugs Ariana, and then Katie's earring had stuck in Ariana's hair, and we needed that so badly for some comic relief. So then Lala's honesty may have ruined her relationships with Katie. I won't say honesty, I'm reading what Reality Blurb said. So Lala's bullshit may have ruined her relation or her friendships with Katie and Ariana. And Lala says, I'm okay with that. Okay, you know what? This is why Lala is okay with that. Lala doesn't have friends. There, I said it. It's been obvious. I don't think this is a situation where Lala just doesn't put her friends on her Instagram, and I unfollowed her because of her behavior in the reunion. But Lala ain't got no friends. I'm sorry. Because Lala is always around her mom and her brother. Like, those are her friends and Ocean. So I understand why Lala wouldn't mind losing Katie and Ariana as friends because she's already used to not having any. So then, allegedly. So Sheena is distraught and she calls Lala her rock because Sheena doesn't understand that Lala's about to backstab her. And again, I would not be surprised if Lala slept with Brock. I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm not accusing either one of them of anything, but I a million percent would not be surprised if it were to happen. So Lala admits that. Or sorry, hold on 1 second. Katie seems lighter. She's been lighter and in a better mood ever since she dumped Schwartz. DJ Ke Kennedy, James Kennedy has a residency in Vegas. Schwartz reminds everyone that he loves them because they're all family. Like, I mean, I'm reading these notes, but who cares? When Schwartz was asked about his love for Katie and he started crying, it was really beautiful and cute and sweet. And their chemistry is palpable still. And I enjoy watching whenever two people have chemistry. And I enjoy how much happier they are apart and how they still seem to have like a lot of lust for each other. I love Schwartz and Katie. And a lot of people are like, oh, maybe they're gonna get back together. I think that Schwartz and Katie could have a good relationship without any cameras, and Sandoval would have to be removed from Schwartz's life. Those are my stipulations for that. If they were to ever get back together in front of the camera and with Sandoval connected to Schwartz's hip, it wouldn't work. So after everybody leaves the stage, Lala can't get over that Ariana got to walk away from the show when she from filming the show when she was uncomfortable. And Lala says that she's creating a life. And I love that Lala is the only person in history of all time who's been pregnant. Like, I love that. I'm so glad she lets us know how unique her situation is. And Lala says how nobody let her walk away before. And she doesn't feel like it's an equal playing field because LVP rode hard for Ariana. Like, Lala wanting us to sympathize with her, it's not gonna work. Good luck with that, Lala. Notice how it hasn't been working out for you, boo. And at this point, when you think about it, it's like that's what makes so much about Vanderpump Rules really fake. Like, let's be serious. A lot of them are doing things for storylines, for entertainment. I will get into Sheena's comments on her podcast later. So all of this like anti-Ariana stuff, hate train that Lala's on, and Lala has received severe extreme backlash. Mark my words, next season, Lala's gonna try to be friends or make up with Ariana, or if Ariana's not on the show, say good things about Ariana because she realized how ineffective and how much it backfired her going against Ariana. That's how fake VPR can be and how fake I believe Lala is. She's gonna change because she's been getting brutalized online. Lala fans are not impressed. So watch how she's gonna try to change the whole narrative next season. If there is a next season, and if she's on the show. So Lala says that she doesn't care that she hurts anyone's feelings. Or Lala doesn't care. I don't know if she said that. I'm reading my notes. And then Sheena listens, and Lala says she just wants to live a fucking happy life. Okay, maybe with the new baby, maybe with a man in your future. Otherwise, I don't think Lala is capable of being happy. I do believe that Lala needs to have a man to be happy because this whole single ass era of Lala's, she's miserable. And Sandoval catches Lala and says that he has nothing but respect for her after the reunion. And that's how you know you fucked up when Sandoval's saying that. That's how you know. And Lala wasn't excited because I think it probably reminded Lala that, yeah, she took it too far. So, I mean, we will see what happens with the show. My prediction for Vanderpump Rules season 12, if there is a season 12, because it kind of was presented with a montage at the end of the finale, it was presented in a way that, could be a series ending finale. So what I think will happen with Vanderpump Rules and Alex Baskin, who's behind the show, is that this season 12 is not going to have the same cast that season 11 does or did. So I believe that Lala will, sorry, Ariana will be gone possibly. And I think that Sheena basically exposed a lot on her podcast. And if she's not released, they will probably make her sign an NDA, some type of gag order, some type of she's gonna, if she hasn't already, she's gonna get some warnings and some angry texts, emails, phone calls, I would assume. But yeah, I don't see season 12 having this cast. And it sounds like Alex Baskin is open to a new cast, and I think I would like to see Sandoval, Lala, and Sheena fired. Sheena, I was okay with, and it was nice to see her and Brock, but I think she exposed too much on her podcast that may have put her job in jeopardy. So that was part three of the reunion. It was just, I had secondhand hurt and embarrassment for Lala, or sorry, for Ariana, and I don't need that in my reunion. I need that to feel that way for, I need to feel bad for someone like, or anger towards someone like a Rachel or a Lala, but Ariana is still being raked over the coals because she was a victim. Because she was a victim, she's still being victimized. And she's being victimized by the people who are filming her bawling, cutting that clip, making it a trailer, making sure she watches everybody or people insult her in front of the rest of her cast members and shit, so she could weigh in and evoke some tears. And, Vanderpump Rules had a good run. I don't see the cast coming back as is when the show comes back. And I would also be okay with the show ending. I just don't think that it should just because some people on the show are insufferable. I think you just need to get rid of those people. And those people are Sandoval, Lala, and Sheena. Keep Brock. All right, y'all. This is one of my longer ones. Surprised me, too. Talk to you later. Bye.